Hey, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Ches in Chulin, as we really get into Chulin. Again, we're four shleimer for Alpi, Tov, and Chai Rocha. Omer Rav Zeira, the very top of the page. Omer Rav Zeira, Shmuel. Liban Sakim v'shochet bo. You took a knife, a chalif. We had before, a chalif is, people think it's Yiddish, it's actually an Arabic word. The knife that we use for shechita, called a chalif. Let's say you took this knife, and you made it red hot. And you shechted with it. Now, what's the problem if you make it red hot? Remember, we talked about shechita has to be you cut. Got to be a quick, nice motion of cutting. If you burned it, you burned the simonim. Now we're getting ahead. We're not talking about that. If you burned the simon, then you didn't cut it. You burned it. You made a hole in it. Just the opposite. It's a treifa. You made a hole in it. So Mishmuel liben sakim v'shachabon yishechled shechitos k'shei. It's okay. Now you might think you burned it. It's okay. No, why? Because chidu the kolam liyibuna. Because the sharpness of it, the knife is very sharp. So the cutting took place before you burned it. Before it was burnt, it cut first. So it was already, once it's cut, it's cut. Chidu the kolam liyibuna. It must survive a kitzudin. What about the sides? As you're cutting, let's say, through the gullet or the windpipe, as you're cutting through it, right? So wouldn't you think that the sides of it, the sides of the simonim, are touching the sides of the, if this is your knife, this is the knife, so the sides are red hot, and that's burning the simonim as you're going down. The answer is, as soon as you start cutting, as soon as you cut, the simon, the organ, is very taut. So as soon as you cut it, as soon as you're cutting, it comes apart. As soon as you cut it, it separates, and then the knife cuts right through without really touching the sides of it. It would burn it, but it's cutting it first. That's the point. You're cutting it first, and then it's getting hot. But you're cutting it first. As long as it's cut first, once it's geschachten, it's geschachten. You can do whatever you want with the organ. You can rip it, you can cut it, you can put a hole in it. So chidur kamavuna, when you first cut it, the cutting takes place before it burns it. What about the sides? We get studden. Aren't the sides of the knife touching the parts of the organ, the inner side of the organ, as you're cutting through it before you've cut rove the simonim? Remember, you have to cut most of both simonim, the gullet and the windpipe, both have to be cut mostly for it to be a full shechita. The base of shechita, mirvach rapachita. The base of shechita is the place where you cut it. As soon as you start cutting it, it starts coming apart. The tube, as you look at it, the organ, as soon as you cut it, separates. So the knife just continues cutting straight through without touching the sides.
There's another problem. Using a red hot knife, it'll dull.
If it dulls.
If it dulls,
that's right. If it's really red hot, if it dulls, right. So you boil loop. Leaving for, let's say you made a spit red hot, the hikabo, and you hit somebody with it. Now, the Torah talks about a strange things in which we don't really, you don't think of it today. The Torah talks about something called a shchin and a mikvah. Shchin is a boil, and a mikvah is a burn. Now, the Torah says that these things, if they spread after having a burn or a boil, and we'll talk about the difference between a burn and a boil, both of them result in the skin being hot. But the burn is, you had an external something which is hot, burning the skin. The boil comes from a wound, like a rock, let's say, hit your arm, and then your arm starts to get warm because, as we know, medically, the blood starts flowing in there, etc., and that becomes hot. That's what's called the shchin. If these things, the shchin and mikvah, if they last in the sense that they start spreading, or as we'll see, a white hair grows on them, that becomes like tsaras, a kind of tsaras. The Torah talks about those two, call it diseases, whatever you want to call them, shchin and mikvah. It's not worse like before. Let's say you made a spit red hot, the hikabon, you hit somebody with it. Mishum shchinadin or mishum mikvah. Is it considered a shchin or a mikvah? What's the problem over here? Again, now we don't really understand what a we saying briefly what a shchin and a mikvah is. A shchin is a boil and a mikvah is a burn, both caused by a wound. They're both wounds, right? But what is it?
The boil is interior. Comes from something inside. Yeah, from a
wound. Right. But it points that it can come from an internal disease.
Yeah.
But the ones we're talking about here is where it was caused even by something external. Let's say a rock hit your skin. Didn't draw blood, but it got hot inside, and a boil resulted. So that's the shchin and the mikvah we're speaking about over here. So shvi the hichba ba b'shchin, is it considered a shchin? Now who cares? Don't they both have the same halacha? What's it? It's a boil or a burn. The Torah says both of them you can become tamei. So what's going on over here? The mayan of kamina. The Katanya is now we're going to explain two brises or two or three brises which are going to explain the halachas in which we'll understand what that is. Again, because here you took a hot spit, presumably it was a hot spit, and you hit somebody with it. So you had both issues. You had both that it was hot, causing a burn, and you had the shin because it was a heavy hit, or a, you know, you smit the guy. There was a heavy knock on the guy's skin, and that would cause a shin. So the question over here is: you have both elements, and as you have both the heat and you have the force of the hit. So what do you say there? L'manaf kimi. Look at a tiny shin and mechvim metame b'shavu echad. They're both metame in 1 week only. Meaning, by other kinds of tsaras, other kinds of degon, the kohen closes them up for a week, you know, locks them up for a week and checks them. If nothing happened, he locks them for another week. Not so by shchin and mechva. The shchin and mechva, again, which are a boil and a burn, respectively, only in 1 week. If nothing happened after a week, you let them go. The shnei simanim, with two simanim. As you wait a week to see if one of two things happened. Either b'seir lovin, if there was a white hair grew out of that spot, that boil or burn, as opposed to a yellow burn, right? It's a seir lovin. I don't know if that's why you have to have two. Impossible and not take b'shimim t'masa b'seir tzahov. I don't know if you have to have two. We have one. Ubipisyon, and with if it spreads. If one of those two simanim happened, then it's considered negative. If nothing happened after a week, you let the guy go, and he does whatever he wants. He's not tamei. Lo mechilkan akosim. Now, why did the Torah say you had one pasuk? The pasuk says shchin, and it tells you what to do. The same procedure. Then it tells you the mikvah, what to do, the same procedure. Why not just say shchin and mikvah? They both have the same halacha. But lo mechilkan akosim. Lo omar, she'ein mitztarfen zeze. Here's the thing, that they're not mitztarf one another. Meaning, if you had a half a shear, the shear of a shchin or a mikvah is like the size of a little bean. So let's say you had a half a bean of a shchin, and next to it, right next to it, adjacent to it, was a half a bean of a burn. Those two things are not mitzarif. Even if the hair grows and they spread, it's not mitzarif and you're not tummy. That's the point. The Tanya, we learn another braisa. Let's understand now what is a shchin and what is a mechva. Is a shchin, is a mechva. Look, let's say you got hit by a piece of wood, or be'evin with a stone, or be'gefes. Gefes is, Rashi says, he put his hand in olive peat. It's also hot. You know, it's hot. And he got burned by it. The skin became hot. B'chamei tferia, the hot springs of tferia. Again, that's considered not to come from a fire, just naturally hot. Or anything that came not be, anything that became hot, but not because of fire. Or is the fire. To include even lead from its original mine, which is very hot there, even though there's known as it's naturally hot with no fire. In other words, you got a wound on your body that was caused by some external element. It could be chametz feria, it could be like we said, hot lead. It could be anything. It could even be Eitz or Evan, which wasn't hot, but causes the skin to become hot. That's shchin. Ezo mechva. What's a burn? Burn is when it came because of a fire. Nichva begachelus. You got burnt by a hot coal. How did the coal become hot? The coal is not naturally hot. It came hot by fire. Beremitz with ashes. Besid roseach with hot lime. Begufsis roseach with hot gypsum. Also, it's a kind of a sid or a lime. Anything because it started because of fire. Asui chameh or to include even boiling hot water, right? Something became chameh or zui mechva. That's a burn. Okay, so we understand physically what's the difference between a shchin and a mechva. Halachically, we're saying there is really no difference in what happens in each case. The problem is that they're considered two separate things. Shchin is one thing, mechva is something else. So that the two things don't combine for tumah. V'tanya, and now a third braisa. Shchin or mechva, im shchin, kodol mechva. Now here's another halacha. This is like halacha Mosh Sinai. Let's say you had both elements over here. Burn. Nachon. Nachon. Kamash ma'ov. Nachon. Aval shneim ba machma. Yesh chom b'shneim. Yesh chom b'shneim. But the question is like you said, the key difference is shchin comes because of a wound that was not caused by fire. Could have been hot, could have been externally not hot, but the wound became hot. Wasn't caused by fire. Michva, kamashmo, a burn. A burn is fire. See, you burn something, you burn yourself on fire. Usually when you say, I burn myself as a fire. The person goes into Chametz Feria and got real hot, you know, and it was very hot there. or you know, even with hot lead, we, you know, you don't think of it burning in the same sense. It could be burned in English, but it's not the same burn. Okay. V'tayin, Shechina Mechva. Let's say both happened in the same spot. He had both of them. He had both Shechina and Mechva. He was both bit. He was both hit by something which didn't, whose source was not hot, was not fire, and something whose source was fire. V'tayin, Shechina Mechva. Im Shechin Kolam Mechva. Then listen to Halacha. If the Shechin was there before the Mechva, Batol Mechva Es Shechin. The thing that happens later, that's what's Koveya. That's what sets it. That's what sets. That's what determines its status. If the Shechin was there first, and then the Mechva, it's Mechva. Batol Mechva Es Shechin. Im Mechva Kolam Es Shechin. Batol Shechin Es Mechva. In other words, the last thing that hit it, the last thing that affected it, that's what's Koveya. That's the Halacha. V'hacha, now that we've given you an explanation of Shechin and Mechva, and how you get a Shechin, how you get a Mechva, and the halachas of what, if one comes first, you always go by the latter one, and what their halachas are, and they're not done combined, that's our question. Now let's go back to the fourth line that we had above. Ibarilu, Liban Shvot, if you made a spit red hot, and you hit somebody with it, right? So if you hit somebody with it, there are both things over here. Number one, you made it red hot through fire. And number two, there's a maka there. You beat the guy. In other words, it caused the even if you didn't make it hot, it would cause a wound over there. It would cause a shchin. So what's the case over here? Going to have a bechatzig rishchin. The man already had a half a wound the size of a half a bean of a shchin. Miikar, that was there first. V'leib mishvo. Now you made a spit red hot. The hikabo, and you hit him in the same spot. V'nuf bechatzig rish acher. Now, you're basically in the same spot right next to it, and now another half bean size wound came up. My, so what do you say? Chavata karam, do you say the beating was there first, meaning the force of the hit was there first? V'asi havla mavatale, in other words, in this case, we're assuming that you took a spit, you made it red hot, and you hit the guy on the arm with it. You hit the guy on the arm with it right next to the spot that he already had a half a shchin there, like a shchin the size of half a gris, and now you made another wound the size of a half a gris. So do they combine or not? Well, it depends on this idea. My chavatakam, do you say that the beating was there first? That's the power of the hit was there first. And then the heating element. In other words, because the spit has two elements. It has the force of the hit and it has the heat. So was the force of the hit there first and then the heat came afterwards? And the mela, what do you have now? So you've got a half a shchin that was there originally and a half a mechva, because we're saying that the second, when he took the spit and he hit him, first you have the shchin and then you have the mechva. When the two things are both there, which comes first? Do you say the mechva is there first? That's our question. If the shchin is there first, then the mechva followed it up, so it has a lach of a mechva. If the mechva was there first, then the shchin follows the lach of a shchin. So that's our question. When I took a hot spit and I hit him on the hand with it and that caused the wound, What's the status of the wound? Was the shchin there first and then the mechva? In other words, we don't know which is first. Was the force of the hit there first and then the heat came? So it's shchin and then mechva. V'lo mitzdarf, not mitzdarf, because the first half a wound that was there was a shchin. And now this is a mechva. The two things don't combine then. He's not tameh. O dilma havlakadim. Or do you say, no, since the spit was red hot, the first thing that hit him was the heat. V'asi chavta, and then the smiting of the wound, and as this happened in milliseconds, right? It happened so fast. He hit him at the same time. He took the spit and he hit him with it. So what happened first? Was the force of the hit there first, and then the heat came, or the heat was there first, and then the force of the hit? So odilma havla cut him. The heat was there first. Vasi chaftim vatalei lahavla, and the force of the hit is mavatal the heat. Vahavla shchin shchin. And now you have a half a gris of a shchin, half a gris of a shchin. Umitzdarf and his tummy. That's our question over here. That's our question. Barley, Liban, Shvod, the Hikabo, Mishim Shchinod, or Mishim Mechva. In other words, ideas, what was there first? Toshma, we're going to try and bring a proof from the first line that we had today in the Daf. Toshma, Domer, Vizayr, Mishmur. Liban, Sakin, if you made a knife red hot, Vishachatba, Shchitasuk Shera, right? Why? Because Chiduda, Kadam Libun, as we said, even though you shechted with a red hot knife, so maybe you burned the Sima? No. Because the sharpness of the edge, that cut it before the heat burned it. Alma chavat to cut him. So you see that the force of the knife was there before the heat. So you see that the chavat comes first, followed by the heat. And in our case, the case we described, he wouldn't become tummy because it's a half a gris of each. There is no chadat shiny. It's different when it's very sharp. Because when the item is very sharp, it's very thin and sharp and doesn't keep much heat in it. And therefore, in this particular case, the force was there before the heat. But in a normal case, maybe I'll tell you that the heat was there first. Okay? We have a price, which is if, let's say, what, if you made the shvod red hot and you hit somebody with it, dod mishum michvas eish. He says clearly that you're has a halacha of michva. So you must be alma chavata kadam. It must be that the force of the hit was there first. Because as we said, since in this case there's both things, you have the force of the hit and you have the heat. So we said, if the heat's there first, and then after the force, it has a halacha of a shkin. If the force is there first and followed by the heat, then it has a halacha of a michva. So you see over here, liban shvod v'hikabo nad mishim michva seish, al machavot ha-kodem, and it says, hosam nami, the barzia mivras. There it's speaking about where he didn't hit him with the spit. What he did is he poked him with the spit. He took the point. Rashi even says point. He poked him with the spit. So when he poked him with the spit, there was no force over there. We're only talking about heat. That's why it's called Michvas Eish. The Girsa we have in our Gemara is the Hainu Chodet. I call it the Girsa because I don't see the word in Rashi at all. Tosfos, okay, it's no Simic because Tosfos doesn't have a Simic Rashi. But the Rabbeinu Gershom does have the Hainu Chodet because it's a little bit strange because the Chodet over here is not the Chodet we just had before. In the first group, we said Chidud is different. You know why? Chidud, Amachodet, says Chidud shiny. Why is the Chidud shiny over there? So Rashi said because it's so thin that it doesn't really have much heat in it. So it's really the force is there first, followed by the heat. Whereas over here we're saying the whole thing is the heat, there is no force. So the Hainu Chadod is a little bit strange lashon. Rashi doesn't say have the words Hainu Chadod. But if you do say it, you have to say it's like the case before of Chadod, where you don't really have both forces in effect. Amrav Nachman Amrav Barabua. So our Shaila really is not Nifshat. Our Shaila, if you took a spit and you made it red hot and you hit somebody with it. So what happened first? So there's both, you have both things. You have force and you have heat. Which is first? Is the force there first, followed by the heat, so the wound that would come from there eventually would have a halacha of a michva? Then a wound is a wound, a burn is a burn. But the question is, does it have a halacha of a michva in the sense that if a white hair grew or if it spread, it would be tamei? Or does it have a halacha of a shkin? Again, they're both tamei the same way. The halachas of tamei are the same. The nafkamin is, are they mitzarf? Is a shkin and a michva, if you have a half a bean size of each one, they don't combine. They're called two different, there are two different names to them. They don't combine. So in order for something to combine, they either both have to be michva or both have to be shkin. Omer Nachman Amar Ravua. Sakin Shalvas Kachab. When we're talking about knives here, let's say you took a knife that they did a Avodah Zarah with. They worship the user for Avodah Zarah. Mutal Lishchot Ba. Ooh, you're allowed to shech with it. Interesting. You're allowed to have enough Avodah Zarah, right? So what? How are you allowed to use it? What about, isn't the the Avodas Kachavim meat going to get in there? We'll talk about that. But let's leave this aside. Now we're just talking about the aspect of you're not allowed to have enough Avodas Kachavim. So he says, you're allowed to shech with basar lachem b'basar, but the butcher can't slice up the meat with it. What's that? Mutar lishchot, because makalku, because shechita is really ruining an animal. Because when an animal is alive, it stands for three purposes. It can, number one, be childbearing. Number two, it could be used for plowing, for work in the field. Number three, it could be used for food. Now you've ruined it. All you could use is use it for food once you've killed it. So that's considered makalko, and you're not having enough from it. But also lachtoch babas, but you can't, once it's cut, a butcher can't use it to cut him because matakan, because now you're cutting up different meats and slices of meat to sell it. So that's hanah. Sometimes you can't shech it with it either. Why? The mesukenis. Let's say the animal's about to die. So an animal's about to die, what would they usually do? They would shech it because it couldn't be used for plowing or for childbearing anymore. So they would shech it. So here, in a case like that, you are getting enough from the shechita, and therefore you can't use a sakin os kachavim. Umachatach mutzah, sometimes cutting it is mutzah. The idni, if you have, let's say, a large side of beef that's sold as a whole side, a whole shoulder, a whole breast, or whatever, the kaim lekurban that's set up, normally you give it as a gift to a chash of a person, and now when you cut it up, you've ruined it. Now you cut it into little pieces, you made chopped meat out of it, it's worthless. So there, in a case like that, you're not really getting enough, and you're allowed to do that even if it belongs to his cup. But the problem is we mentioned over tape, play Mishim Sham Nunas Nisura. What about, forget about that, you can't have enough from Avodah Zarah. What about the fat? It's a tray for knife. They use it for Avodah Zarah. They use it for the guy to use it. What's going on? It's not kosher. How can you use it? Aren't you worried about the absorption factor? Mishim Sham Nunas Nisura. Yes, but Chadasha. It's a new one. It's a new knife. Chadasha, it's a new knife. What's your problem? Let's say you made something into an idol. Is it also as soon as you made it into an idol, or only if it's worship? There is a machlokus. But by knives and things that are used in the service of Vodazar, until they've been used. So if it's a new one, what's your problem? There's no problem at all. There's no problem of Isra either, of Isra Nob. So he says, if we say the Pasuk Bay Gavza Lotus Cup. So he says, no, it's not brand new. It was used, but it was used for wood. So it was never used for an animal before. There's no tray for meat in it or no tray fat in it. It was only used for wood before. So it was used. It says Lach HaVodazar, but it wasn't used for meat. The boy Simar, I could tell you, Bishanson 01, Shalibna Ba'or. That was, you kashered it. You know, you did Liban on it. You made it red hot in the fire, Shalibna Ba'or, and that's how you kashered it. So therefore, there's no problem of Shamnunis, but it's Lach HaVodazar. Of what? Oh, so Hana, that's what he said. So Hana, so you can't have Hana. In Hana, you can't have Hana. That's what he said, you can't have Hana. So Shechita is not considered, Stam Shechita is not considered having Hana because you've ruined it. Makalka is not ruining it. But if it's a case of ruining it, yeah, in Hana, you have a problem with Isra Hana. Itmar, Hashokha
Besach.
Right, it's Hana, but it's considered more kilkel because before you've done it, It had much more possibilities. It could be used for childbearing or for plowing or for food. Now you've limited it. That's considered ruining it. So it's not considered a hana. Itmar. Hashokhit the sakin shalom kachavim. Let's say you say shechtu with a real sakin of obli kachavim. They've used it. Rav Omer, so what do you do now? What do you do? You shechted with it, right? So what do you do? So Rav says, kolet, you must cut off the pieces. And as you did shechita, so now what happened? The fat of you had a real knife there that wasn't kashered, so the fat could have gone into the animal. Where did it go into the animal? At the base of shechita, where you shechted the organs over there, right? You shechted. So at that point, you better cut off any part of the organ that touched the knife has to be cut off. You have to cut it off now with the kosher knife because it could have absorbed something. So again, Rav says you have to cut it off. Rav Omar, Madiach. It's enough just to rinse it off. Pooh. Just to rinse it off. Lame, what's the machlokus? The Marsover base is shechit etzonei. The Marsover base is shechit rosech. Some have the gears the other way around. Some says the base is shechit. That base is shechit is where you cut it. Is it hot or is it cold? If you say it's cold, very good. So it didn't absorb anything. If it's cold, cold doesn't absorb. And therefore, you just have to wash it off in case something was there, something was sitting on top of it, but didn't absorb. And one says, no, it's hot, and therefore it absorbed. And therefore, you must cut it. You must pare off the sides. Right. So that's a machlok. It's low. The kulam basically says it's hot. Manda makolev shaper. That's why one says that. That's why you cut off the pieces that the knife could have touched, because it was hot and it could absorb. Umanda or Medich, one says the rinsing is enough. Idi the treaty, Simon and Lapukidam. Since the organs are busy gushing out the dam, meaning while they're gushing out the dam, Lobal they don't absorb. Now it's that same organ, dam is gushing out of there. While it's gushing out, it can't absorb. It could absorb if it wasn't busy gushing out the dam. Ikan on the other side, the Kulama basically sun basis is cold. If it's cold, so what's the problem? Manda or Medich shaper. Since it's cold, all you gotta do is rinse it off. Manda Umr Kulf, one says still you cut it off. Agav duchka de sakina bola. You know why? Normally it's cold, it wouldn't absorb it. But here I'm taking at this Ovedavodakhavam sakin, a knife that was used for by Avodah Zarah, by Ovedi Avodah Zarah. And since I press down, as I'm pressing down, as I'm cutting, that pressing down causes absorption by the organ, by the gullet or the windpipe that I'm cutting, causes absorption of the knife, even though it's cold. Normally cold doesn't absorb, but over here it absorbs because I'm pressing down. What about sakin of a tray? That's a sakin of, until now we talked about the sakin of an ovdei avodah zarah, meaning they've used it for tray. These are goyim, they use it for tray, and I used his knife. What am I stupid? Of course you can't use the knife. You're not supposed to use a knife. If you did it, what does it say? Itmar hashokit. If you did it, it doesn't say mutar lishchot. If you did it, if you're stupid enough, you didn't have a choice, whatever it is, and you did it by mistake, whatever the reason was, if you did it, what's the halacha? And the halacha is not paskin over here. We have machlokas over here, so we have to go to chumrah because it's a shail over here of treif is the rice, so you have to go to chumrah and you better cut it off. Okay. What about sakin treifa? What happens like this? There wasn't, the sakin was kosher. Now, in Tola, the first case was the sakin that was trait because it was used by Ovedei Avodah Zarah. Obviously, the sakin had non-kosher stuff in it, even if it wasn't even, even it's Ovedei Kachavim. It doesn't say Avodas Kachavim. doesn't even mean that it was a question of Ovli Chabim of Isra Hana. We're talking about Ovli Chabim was Goyim. Goyim used it. It was treif stuff in there. Now we're talking about a kosher knife. But what happened? It happens sometimes. You're in a kosher shlachtos, badats, everything is kosher. He shefted it, and then the animal turned out to be treif. So now the sakin had used treif. Now what do you do now? Sakin, you use the knife, and the animal turned out to be treif. It was a cow, everything was kosher, but it was turned out to be treif. Pligu Rav Acha Ravina. Chad Omer B'chamin, V'chad Omer B'tzonin. Okay? What did I skip something? Sakin treif. Pligu Rav Acha B'chamin. Chad Omer B'chamin, V'chad Omer B'tzonin. In other words, how does it have to be washed off now? Now this knife, and we're going to use it again, one says you have to wash it off with hot, right? And one says you have to wash it off with cold. You could even wash it off with cold stuff. You know, so you wash it off in cold. If you have a worn out, a shred of a curtain, meaning like a shmata, a hard shmata, all you have to do is wipe it off because you don't need any. You don't need any more than that. In other words, the ika blisa the misa lemichbrei lotzach. You don't need any more than that. You don't even have to wash it off with cold. My time. Why do you have to wash it off with hot? My time. There's one that says wash it off with cold because what happened over here? The base of shkita was cold, so you just wash it off because it was trade. You touched trade. In case there's a piece there. Says one who says Cham in my time mishum the Kabbalah because you assume that the knife absorbed. See, it's much harder for a knife to absorb. It's easy for skin, for the organ to absorb. In the first case, we're worried about you use the knife of avodah of kachavim and the organ could have absorbed something over there. That's easy. So we go to chumra. But over here, for a cold knife to absorb something, that's much harder. He says, why does it? The one who says you have to wash off in hot mishum my time mishum the Kabbalah isur because it absorbed the isur. The Teiranami Paulei Merchai, understand you. When you shech the regular kosher animal of heter, l'chora, before you finish the shechita, it absorbed also from what? From the animal. And the animal itself that you're shechting is Eivir Menachai. That's also Aser. Says Amos Bala, when does it absorb it? L'chi Chaimus, when it gets hot. When it gets hot, Chaima. Amos Chaim, when does it get hot? L'chi Gomer Shechita, when the Shechita is over. Hayi Shata Eteir. That's when it only gets hot really when? When you finish the Shechita. When you finish the Shechita, it's kosher. But if you finish the Shechita, the animal turned out to be Trefa afterwards, so then you got a problem. So you have to rinse it off. But you don't have to, he says, one says you have to rinse it even with hot because it absorbed them. The other says, no, you only get still cold and you don't have to absorb. And over here, we say even cold is good enough. And over here, we don't pask in l'chumra because over here, it's hard for a hard knife to absorb. It's easier for meat to absorb something than if something that's soft can absorb. Rather, here you might say a hard knife isn't as easy to absorb. Amrav Yonah Marav, hatabach ashechet. Sarach Shlosh is like he should keep three knives in his supply. Achas Shoshokhaba, one's the chalif. He used that for shechita. Don't use it for other stuff because you don't want to get any nicks in there or notches in there. You don't want to ruin. Achas Shemachat, but one he uses for cutting regular meat, you know, cutting the beef that he sells to the Jewish ladies. V'achat Shemachatach Bochlav, one that he uses for the chalif. Chalif you can't eat, but you could sell it to goyim, right? So one he uses for the chalif. For liskan lechada, v'lichtach, babas, v'hadachiva. Why do you need two extra ones? I understand why you run for the chalif, for shechting. You use it only for shechita. But why do you need two knives for cutting one the busser, one the chalif? Right? Just cut the busser first, and then cut the chalif, and then when you want to kasher it, you'll kasher it later on. Zer Shem Yachtach Chalav, because you're there, maybe you'll cut the chalif first. It'll absorb tuma yachach baser, and then you'll cut the baser with it. Even if it doesn't absorb, it'll be a piece stuck on there. So hashnam michafle. Maybe you'll also switch. Now, if you have three knives, one for shechita, okay, that one you put away. But the other two, maybe you'll mix up and use one for chaylev, and you'll use the one for chaylev. You use it for the baser. Just keeping the shechina tray since he needs two, it's like a carrier. He'll make a simon. He'll say this is called chaylev and this is called baser. Now that's why they write chalav and baser, right? Chaylev and baser. He has to have two basins of water for rinsing off the meat. One for rinsing off the meat. Why don't you use one? First rinse off the basar. And then use it for the chalav. Again, because maybe you'll first rinse off with one. And even this is cold water, but maybe a piece of the chalav will get stuck in there, and then it'll attach itself to the basar that you put into that basin afterwards. Yakov basar. So why do you say right, you can't have one basin because we're afraid you'll put the chalav in first and then the basar. And the basar will get it attached to it, a piece of the chalav. Maybe now also you'll switch around. You'll switch around one basin for the other and use the wrong one. So keep it the asr chetrei, since you need tarti, islay akeri. He'll mark one, again, he'll mark one besari and he'll mark one chalavi, or chalavi is the right word. Amar meimah, mishmei d'rapapa. You shouldn't put the loins on top of the basar. The fat is on the loins. Don't put, when you know, the butcher should not put the loins on top of the regular meat. Why? The dov tarber, because the fat runs out, Ubala bisra and the basar, the meat, will absorb the fat and will become treif. So even when it sits there, forget putting it on other meat, the fat on the loins will also treif up the loins themselves. Tritsinami, when it's just sitting there, when it's laying there, dov tarba, the fat will run, ubala bisra, and the basra of the loins will absorb it. It's karma mafsik mitzvosoi. Underneath the fat, there is a thin layer, like a thin sheet that, and it's like there's a what's the word I'm looking for? A membrane. There's a membrane around the fat, and it prevents it from going into the loins. There's this membrane on top too. There's the whole fat. All the fat is enclosed in a membrane. So just like it won't leak onto its normal loins that it's sitting on top, when you put the whole loins on top of meat, it'll also be protected from that membrane. It says, "Aidi the mishmer the mashmasha yada the tapcha mefatas." But since once the shochet, or once in this case the butcher, once he touches it with his hands and he moves it around and he puts it on top of the basar, that'll ruin the membrane. The membrane will fall apart. So in its natural state, the membrane protects the loins from the fat on top of it. But if he takes the whole thing and puts it on top of something else, his handling of it itself might ruin the membrane, and then the fat on top of the loins will leak onto the meat and will passel up the meat, will make it non-kosher. All right, we'll pick from here tomorrow, Mr. Jim. I'm going to be in a row.